Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday here on Vibrate Higher. I'm Queen Rich, joined by my lovely co-host, Lissa Renee. Before I let her dive into her day, I just want to let you guys know that we appreciate your patience with us on, you know, this past week's break that we've both been, you know, just kind of getting things in order, you know, with our personal lives. And we do appreciate everyone listening, everyone, you know, sticking around to come and support shit. Today we're going to jump into, you know, our, some little experiences we've encountered over, you know, the week that we've been gone. And I'm so excited to be here venting. You know how I do. I'm ready to vent, let y'all know what's going on with me and about the departure, my departure. You know, it don't always have to be a bad thing to depart from something or someone, you know what I mean? I just feel like I have a life calling and I need to be doing some different shit for myself, for my mental, for my health, all of that shit. But I do want to say I appreciate everything my co-host has taught, brought, all that shit, you know, inviting me in to do the show with her. I just want to let you know, Lissa, thank you so much for this experience and, you know what I mean, all of the knowledge that I've gained, you know, just by holding simple conversations with you. Girl, you just don't even know. But how you been today? How have you been this past week?
Well, before we get into my week, you know, I was really, like, not really dreading this moment, but last night I was uploading the last song, and it was like, damn, it finally hit me. I'm about to start crying. This shit crazy. It was just weird. Bitch, I'm trying to find my fucking words. I don't know. You just be missed. I want to say that, like, it's been a wild ride, I feel like, with everything this past week. It's been a lot of back and forth. And I don't know, maybe I feel like you said, everything, when things come to an end, it doesn't have to be a bad thing, because I feel like a lot lately our schedules have just been clashing. Like, you know, we both work from home, yeah. And then, like, you know, my schedule changed like a motherfucker. Like, my schedule changed when I'm off. So, I mean, you know, and so I feel like there was a lot of minor setbacks, and so it made me a little emotional. And so, you know, the last song just downloading it, and it was just like everything was just like a so surreal moment at that, you know, in that moment. But you already know, like, whatever it is that you're doing, I'm fucking proud of you. Like, I feel like we as people, all of our attachments are temporary and our obligations are permanent. So I feel like we do go through these things, we, you know, we grow from them, you know. And I feel like from each other we've learned a lot, and just this journey, it's been an amazing experience. But I feel like for me, I appreciate, you know, the listeners, everything that they've brought forth. So I don't want to just throw it away, because I was kind of just like, you know, we talked about it briefly and it was just like, well, what did we do? Because we're not even able to talk on Fridays now. And I know that was an issue, and then we brought it back, and then it's like, well, damn, we can't even do that now that my schedule changed. And it's just like, fuck, you know? So, I don't know. I just feel like this will be a great experience for us both. To the listeners, I will still be here. We're going to make this shit work. But for my week, you know, Queen Rich got me all emotional, y'all. So I want to say greetings to the Vibaronis. And, you know, I missed y'all so much. And I, like she said, you know, there's been so many changes throughout this podcast with each season. But, my friends, when I say you beautiful people, y'all stay the same when it comes to fucking with this podcast. And I am forever grateful. We are forever grateful. And so this week, it's been eventful. Last week was wild, but greatly appreciated. And I'm always saying, like, I don't do spells when we speak spells daily. But I turned, but I learned with that when I withheld sex from myself, it was not because I was addicted previously, but it was a journey that I needed to experience spiritually. So when I tell you the ritual, like, it was so powerful. I had an elder and, you know, one of the people I talked to as a guide asking me for whatever the fuck it was. He was like, hey, I need that mojo. And I'm just like, I really don't fuck around with it like that, but I do feel like since I've had sex, I've fucked myself more than I don't know how many times. But I feel like it's a mental thing and never physical because I never insert my fingers inside of myself. And so I just feel like all of this all week, I've been learning myself all over again. And I'm just like, damn, like I didn't, when I had sex, it didn't turn me into the nymphomaniac. Like I was just going to, you know, want to fuck that person. Like I still just want to fuck that one person, but not to where it's just like, how it used to be. So I'm, you know, I'm learning. And so, you know I probably sound like a fucking weirdo, but outside of all that, you know, I've just been grinding. I'm learning it's okay to some days absolutely do nothing, but we know with motion comes success. For that reason, I feel like I'm stepping on anything that I can and what I can. And even when I can't, I can, because mentally, you know, I'm doing that, just not able to do it in that moment physically. And so, you know, I've been talking to my family a lot more, and my mom was like, she was just like, you know, you're on the way to stardom. And, you know, for me, it spoke extra life into me, because for me, support never comes in the form of money, because I feel like I'm too proud to beg or ask for anybody funds when my health is top tier and I can go get it myself. But I feel like it's nice to have somebody that believes in you, because that brings hope and volumes that sometimes it's hard to accept because you ain't used to that shit. But I'm starting a bee farm at my new place, and my mom, she's already planted me some flowers since we're going to be fucking neighbors. I don't know how this is going to work out. I thought it was just mind her business, and we will be neighborly, and we will get along great. And before, I know I'm just rambling on y'all, but this is the last time we're going to get a chance to do this, her and I, on this show. Definitely going to stay in contact. But I was the other day I was rehearsing, just trying to get myself ready before, you know, shooting the film. And I've been dancing my ass off, but I want to say this because I want people to really learn that you have to watch what the fuck you say to people, kids and people, parents. Just watch how you talk to people, period. Like, be mindful of your words when talking to anyone. It's okay to be a human at times. Like, and I mean that in the most respectable manner. But, and I'm telling you this because there's this fucking video going around, but this bitch in France decided to tell my mama she needed to have a better attitude, called her girl and so on and so on. She didn't call her a bitch or nothing like that. But long story short, my mama's kind of like me. I'm sort of like her. You know, she told her she got out the car, she was going to beat her ass. This bitch said, by who?
Yeah.
So the manager asked my mama to leave or whatever, shit like that. But what she didn't know is my mama got four daughters and bitch, somebody coming. So I'm home, like I said, cooling down after dance, dancing to my playlist for the movie, and I'm in my bra and panties, and I'm on the phone, and I'm like, you know, I'm just having a spiritual wind down, and I really thought my kids was trying to prank me. So the person is like, do I need to call you back? And I'm like, hell yeah, you need to call me back if they serious. And so Madison was like, mama, yes. She said she won't be booked. I don't like no bitch to say they can't be booked. So I'm hearing the buzzing in my right ear, and I'm letting, you know, I'm letting the ancestors know, like, I hear and I heard y'all. I won't take it too far, but the scales have already been tipped at that point. So when I got there, you would have thought I was the perfect angel. Like, this woman almost knocked me down, and I was just like, you know what? It's okay. Hey, no problem. You know, enjoy your night. So this bitch, them the drive-thru, serving that attitude like she working at McDonald's. And it's packed.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, listen, don't lose your cool. But, of course, I didn't give a fuck. So I was like, hey, excuse me, ma'am. She said, huh? I said, you didn't want to ask my mama who was going to whoop her? Who was going to whoop you?
Yeah.
Then I was just like, you said you wasn't going to be whooped, so bitch, bring your ass outside. Come on. Come on. I want to hear your words. Bring your bitch ass outside. She's like, ma'am, I didn't say that. I was saying, and here come my kid. She makes it no better. She come from around me. I'm like, yes, you did. So come on, bring your ass outside, bitch, because you don't ask nobody who's going to whoop you, because, bitch, I'm going to whoop you. She was like, girl, I make my work. Girl, if I got to come from around this fucking corner and come get you, because I'm knowing I'm going to be facing some jail time when I walk behind this counter, I'm going to beat your ass up in this fucking corner. You might want to come outside. Then here come the manager. And then I didn't know, like, all this going on. And these people in there recording me. And so it's this video going around. And I wanted to apologize to myself. But, again, it's been a lot of ass whoopings in Wichita behind people, talking to people, other people's kids crazy. And it's going to be a lot of more ass whoopings behind y'all talking to people. Mama's crazy. So everybody, please be mindful, because I don't mind stumping a hole in nobody's shit. Please quit thinking that this spiritual journey is a Christian journey, because it's not. I will put my hands on whomever, whenever. But, yeah, that's how my weeks have been going. How has your week been going outside of everything else?
Girl, like, shit, work has been just, it ain't been working, you know? I really, you know, I took a vacation. I was off the following, you know, my last day of vacation was my off day. So I tried to go in or whatever, but it was so slow on both of my accounts that, like, up until yesterday I hadn't worked, girl. And it was kind of pissing me off until I had to sit back and realize, you know what, anything, for one, I've made a pledge to myself not to, you know, give too much energy to anything that I cannot change. So being that, you know, work is slow, whatever, you know, I can't clock in and shit, money's short, you know, attitudes is, you know, on 10, you know what I'm saying? It just, but I had to sit back and realize that maybe I just needed more time than I thought, you know what I'm saying? I had plans or whatnot, no plans fell into place, girl, like literally ain't been doing shit. And I'm just, I was mad at first, and because I couldn't understand, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Well, I know, you know, I know the reason, but I'm saying, like, I had plans and shit like that to, you know, take my kids back home and so, and all this shit, but, you know, it didn't fall through, whatever. Realizing that I needed more time to rest, I just, one morning, I'm just, you know, I'm getting ready to make the motivational Monday clips and stuff like that, and I'm just listening to these words, and it really broke me down, got to me, you know, and I'm going to play that clip. We're going to play that clip also before we play the music, but I want to say this. I've been feeling like I'm too up in age. I don't want to say old, because the bitch ain't old. I'm too up in age to not, you know what I'm saying, have no extra streams of income, and you know what I'm saying, just working and paying bills. I'm sick of it, you know, and I'm ready to put my first, I'm ready to invest in myself. I'm ready to believe in myself, you know what I'm saying? It's so many things that I'm talented in that I hadn't put forth, I haven't put the time into, you know, for myself, you know, regardless if it's monetized or not, you know, I need that, I need to be doing some shit for myself. And I'm telling you, I'm prepared, I'm ready. I'm just, like, you don't even realize how much of an inspiration you are to me. Hold on, because you know it's coming.
You think you got me over about to cry? Would you stop?
I'm trying not to, but because it's not bad at all. It's just like it's time. I've been sitting around too long. But I look at you as my co-host, and you tell me you have all this motion going. You know what I mean? You're doing all this shit. I'm like, damn, wow. I don't even know how she does it. I'm gonna find out though, because I'm gonna be doing five different things at one time. But I don't want to overload myself. You know, you may be able to do that type of stuff, but I don't want to make it seem like, you know, I'm just trying to follow, do shit you do. No, not at all. But I do understand why, you know what I'm saying, you are so invested into yourself, and I'm inspired. And you just don't even know, man. I appreciate you so much.
First off, I want you to stop, because we're going to sound like some fucking crybabies on the show today. And it's just like, I don't know, like those words mean so much to me because I do feel like I do a lot of shit, but I'm one of them people, like, if I'm not getting this shit done, like, what the fuck am I doing it for? But I feel like I do overwork myself because that's something that was instilled in me. I don't like asking nobody for nothing. Like, there's no nigga I done fucked, no nigga I was with it. I'm just, hey, I need this and this. I've never been that type of person.
Right.
And I do know, like, for you and I, you know, we get on here and we preach generational curses and just a lot of things. And I know, like, I won't differ from my kids. I'm willing to struggle for my kids to have a better life because
right.
we grew up in the same area. There were days we didn't know, you know, left from right. We didn't know what we was going to eat for the night.
Yeah.
Like, shit like that. Like, and I just don't
right.
want it. And I do feel sometimes like I'm overdoing it. But if I feel like if I'm not doing anything, I'm not doing nothing. And it's like, I feel like you, like,
yeah.
we as people, we don't age ourselves, but we are too far with wisdom to not have, like, these things. Like, I feel like for
right.
me, like, I'm too old in my wisdom journey to not have certain things. And so that's why I do work as hard because here I am. I fucked off my youth being dumb, you know, young and dumb.
Yeah.
And here I am. I'm paying for this shit, like. I had to give the court over $1,000. Like, that's the shit that I'm dealing with these days. And so I feel
yeah.
like I do, I'm hard on myself. So, like, those words that you said, they are greatly appreciated because sometimes I feel like, yeah, having emotion is cool, but what the fuck, where the fuck am I going? Like, some days I just be all burned out. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it mostly comes
yeah.
from work, and I don't want to keep working for the white man in. You know I'm here for
girl.
You. Whatever you got going, I'm here for you.
Girl, I am gonna be a sovereign being. I'm trying to, you know, get into, you know, starting with the foundation of everything because in order for you to be free mentally, you have to be free. You know what I mean? And like that shit really bothers me. Like you said, who wants to keep working under these circumstances, under these people and just to be working, you know, just to pay bills, and it's going right back to the people, you know, and it doesn't, it's fucking me up. So that's one thing that I'm going to, you know, do first is become a sovereign being and my children, my whole household, if possible. But that's the main thing. Like, it's time is getting weird around this bitch, and I'm not trying to be, you know what I mean, shackled spiritually, mentally, physically, any of that shit. So, girl, like, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready to step into me for me, you know? And it sounds selfish, but I feel like I've been being selfless way too long. And it's gotten, you know, it gets you nowhere being selfless. So, yeah, I'm ready to invest in myself. I'm ready to put my skills into work. I'm ready to, you know, just, I want to be a fucking artist. Like, I don't care what type of art from, like, it could be fashion, whatever. Like, that's the type of shit like, that I enjoy, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to be stuck doing some shit, you know, just for the money. Like, it doesn't sit well with me. So I'm dedicating these next few months to myself, to my mental, to my spiritual, to my physical, girl, like all the way down to eating. Like, it's just, I'm just so sick of the bullshit, knowing I have the power to change it. And I'm just not taking the time to do so. So this is me beating myself up, but not, you know, in a bad sense or anything like that. It's just a wake up, you know, and some people just
right now.
Ignore it. Yeah, I can't continue to ignore it, you know? But one thing I will do for you guys is play the clip that got me all in my feelings and, you know, emotional and everything. Sometimes you just need to hear the motivation, no matter where it comes from. You can actually go to YouTube and find some motivational speeches that will really get to you, but listen, please, roll the clip.
I don't care how good you are. I don't care how talented you are. I don't care how much you work on yourself. There are some times when things aren't going to go right. There are times when anything that can happen will happen.
Life happens. The unexpected. The uncalled for.
the unintentional. We've been damaged emotionally, damaged spiritually.
It may be your business. It may be your heart that is broken today. It may be the number in your bank account that is screaming, you are broke.
You can break physically. You can break mentally. You can break your heart. You can break your spirit. And all of those are going to leave a mark. But the mark that they leave can be the mark of victory or can be the mark of defeat.
It is staying with the breaking that produces the blessing. It is not what you go through that determines where you end up. It's who you listen to. Because I think right now you are walking through a valley between two voices. One is wisdom, one is worry. One is gratitude, one is grumbling. One is blame, one is faith.
Because every time you break, and in every way that you break, while it's a chance for you to give up and for you to fall apart, but there's also opportunity to get stronger, and get smarter, and get faster, and get tougher, and get more stable, and get more resilient, and get better.
What I need you to do is I need you to find a reason to keep going. And if you can find a reason to keep going, I know you're strong enough to do it because you're human. And every human has what it takes to get past whatever they're going through if they decide to. Push through it. Push through it. Tragedy and trials come to everybody. Only the strong survive.
The fight isn't over. The fight is just beginning. You have the opportunity to show the world what you are really made of.
Decisions, decisions. And it's up to you to make decisions, you know what I mean, for you. Nobody's going to make you happy. I mean, you might feel like they are, but deep down, it's nobody's obligation to make you happy. Nobody's obligation to make you get up and go get it. You know what I mean? Get on the shit. None of that shit, you know? But, man, decisions. I'm deciding. I've decided, you know? It's me. I know you said you played that clip before, but, girl, I guess I have to go back to it, you know what I mean, to really get the message. But that's what's got me emotional as fuck. And also motivated. Shit.
Yeah, when I first heard that clip, when I tell you that shit ripped me into shreds, it was everything I fucking needed to hear. Like, those are the motivational speeches that I listen to before I clock in, because I feel like sometimes we as people, like, you know, even like now, we go so hard on ourselves when, like Adele said, go easy on me. Like, we need to go easy on ourselves sometimes, but I do, you know, I do understand what it's like to just, you know, have to make that decision. Like, it's either me or me, and yeah, you got to choose the new version of you. Like, no one wants to be stagnant. No one wants to not grow, you know, stunt their growth. Like, we have to grow.
Right.
Yeah. Life is hard, but there's opportunity surrounding you. Like, you have to get out and do it yourself. Like, that song that I played last Motivational Monday, when he was like, I had to tell myself to go and get it myself. Like, I had heard that song that day,
yeah,
and I had just fell in love with it because it had meant so much to me. And a lot like you, you know, with this motivational speech, when I heard it, it was just like, it broke me down, but it also gave me that motivation that, hell, I mean, mm-hmm, you could be doing better. So, I mean, I appreciate, no matter how many times I've heard it like that, because it means something that you can hear every day and still thrive, you know, you still get that new energy feel. So I like it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Definitely. Hell yes. So breathe. We're going to jump into the playlist. Like I said, this is an oldies list for me. I'm not sure, you know, we don't, you only see my list. I never get to see your list. So I'm excited to see exactly what songs you have on your playlist. I'm going to go ahead and drop my first one, which is, give me just a second. I got Teddy Pendergrass, Love TKO. Now, when I used to hear this, you know, you heard this all the time, domino games, spade games, family cookouts and shit like that, but girl, this is an oldie that I will never get tired of. Again, Teddy Pendergrass, Love TKO. that just brought back so much nostalgia. I just see myself running around the old house, you know, growing up in family over, you know, cooking, Dominoes. Man, I miss it. I know everybody know that song, but how you feel about that one?
I love me some Teddy Pendergrass. Like, I don't know what it is about him, but I used to laugh at that song a lot because I was like, who the fuck wants to be knocked out by love? Like, that shit don't sound good. Like, you know, but I feel like in love, you do. You take those lumps, those bruises, and you make it for the better. And I feel like even at a young age, we were able to understand those words because back then, they made it real fucking clear. And if you didn't, you can hear how the song continued. Like, they were going to express that shit. And so I enjoy, mm-hmm. like, that type of music because it's like, it does give you those family vibes, you know, cookout, whether you slapping the dominoes on the fucking table or kicking ass in space. Like, it's real family vibe-ish. I like it. And I wanted to make sure, you know, for the last Frequency Sunday that our music did align, so I kept it with the oldies as well. And so this one is the Isley Brothers, Groove With You. Again, that was the Isley Brothers Groove With You. And towards the ending, I didn't think he was going to stop grooving, but I love that fucking song. I love them as a group. I really do. I love all three versions of them. You know, when they first came out, Sandy broke up, and then they got back together. You know, Vernon died, and they got back together. They've always made hits better together, you know, than separate. So I just appreciate their music. It makes you, I don't know, it just makes me feel like that was the time to be alive. How
definitely.
You feel about that?
I'm fucking digging it because, you know, I'm glad you said that you, you know, made sure the music resonates. So whenever I heard it coming on, I said, okay. But, yes, I love the Isley Brothers, always, you know. Girl, I didn't even know, you know, I don't know much about past, you know what I'm saying? But this next song I found, you know, looking into the past. It's so funny how music is, because even nowadays they're still doing it, remaking, sampling, and all of that. But this is Who Can I Run To by the Jones Girls. Not, you know, I don't know if it's Escape or SWV, but this is the Jones Girls.
Escape.
Who Can I Run To? Like I said, not knowing much, but when I first heard it by the Jones Girls, like, that just blew my mind, because, like, it's literally a repeat cycle with, you know, every fucking thing. Like, yes, changes are made, but it's literally the same, you know what I mean? Like in the music industry specifically that, I, you know, we talk about music, but yeah, I actually like that version better. even though, you know, Escape did do their thing, but you know, that was just, it was just so much subtle and sweeter, you know, just, I don't know.
You can tell the Jones Girls were singing that shit in them cocktail clubs with the white people and shit, but like you said, I feel like a lot of people would come on here and be like, well, Escape's version was better. You cannot say it was better than the original when the original is what made the song what it was. And like you, I appreciate the low hurt in it, you know, not trying to outsing each other, not saying that's what Escape did on that record, but it was too many runs when trying to run to somebody and everybody trying to be the leader to where when the Jones Girls, they yeah. harmonized perfectly, and I just feel like it was a better blend, and that's just, again, mm-hmm. my personal own opinion. Y'all might like Escape better, that's up to y'all, but definitely a vibe. You could tell they was like, I don't know. I pictured them like the Dream Girls. That's when they came on. That's how I saw them, like the Dream Girls. When the Dream Girls finally got up there, they started getting their minks and shit in the sparkly dresses. Very yeah. beautiful energy. Mm-hmm. And so with this next one, I'll take it back a little bit further. I don't know if you're going to know this one, but I'm a big fan of, you know, like Temptations, Five Heartbeats, even though, you know, Five Heartbeats is just a movie.
Yeah.
So I still like it. And so this one is real. Just the Temptations. Well, David Ruffin's Can We Make Love One More Time? And I want you to tell me your thoughts, because when I heard this, I feel like this is some shit that people would say these days. I didn't know nobody was talking shit like this. Like, he had so much swagger back then. Like, I probably would have been with David Ruffin's on here, fucking crackhead and everything. But let's get into it. David Ruffin's Can We Make Love One More Time?
To feel your body lying close to mine. Say you will make love once more. I like the way you wiggle when you're in my arms. The sound you make whenever we get down. Ecstasy. Crazy when you're in my heart. me, the things you do for me. Take me on. Your body lying right here close to mine. Stop.
Okay.
I love you.
Can't get enough of your love.
Don't leave me, darling.
Can't get enough of your love.
Ooh, come on closer. Let me whisper in your ear.
Can't get enough of your love.
I want to get down.
Can't
with
get
you.
Enough.
Don't you wanna go on and on and on? You make me do things I never thought I would.
Can't get enough of your love.
Your love is so good.
Can't get enough.
Till it gives me such a desire to go on. Give it all of me to you, baby.
That motherfucker said, if I fail to touch your soul, that means I might not get your heaven anymore. I wish a motherfucker would tell me something like that. Most motherfuckers don't let, they don't have no orgasm, no nothing. They don't know no G-spot, no nothing. And I know that's probably not what he was going for, but that's what it sounded like to me. And he was trying to satisfy that bitch. I was like, oh, shit, baby.
No, for real.
How do you feel about that one? He came on that hoe like a pimp.
Yeah, right? And that's the thing about that. That's exactly what I was about to say. Like, back then, it was nothing. Like, they had all the fucking words to express and, you know, let a motherfucker know how much they loved them. Like, where does this shit go? Like, like you said, man, I don't, you know, fuck with men or nothing like that. But from the looks of it, on the outside looking in, these niggas do not give a fuck about their woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's making love or, you know, intercourse is a two-way thing, and I just feel like niggas is like that. Like, they just get theirs and don't give a fuck, and that's why I will never deal with a nigga again. That's the reason. But, yeah, very great song. You know, I love me a man that can sing, period, point blank, and he was about to tear it up. I could tell at the end that he was going to tear it up, but we, you know, we got to keep it short. But, yes, that was a great one. I never heard it, though. But, yeah. My next one I have here, you know, I love Chaka Khan. She was a badass. Ooh, she was bad. But this is Chaka Khan and Rufus. Tell me something good.
Make you wish there was 48
again, Chaka Khan and Rufus. Tell me something good. Ooh, tell me why I've been instruments. Why? Like, why we can't have music like this no more? Like, the fucking guitar, the I think that was a bass in there. Like, they turned up on music, like, back in the day. Like, I just, why can't we have that nowadays?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm over here laughing at you from your damn Facebook post. You see I commented on there. You're so damn funny. But when that bass came on, that was everything. Because I feel like every time I pick up my guitar, even though I fucking suck, I sound like Jimi Hendrix or somebody. So I appreciate, you know, the good stringing. So, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And so my last song is Anita Baker, Caught Up in a Rapture. Again, that was Anita Baker, Caught Up in a Rapture. I just love her. I love her voice, and I just love music from the old days. It just takes you back. Remind me of the fucking commercials when, you know, TV go off and the Goldies or the 70s and 80s just pop up. That's why I first heard this, and I never really knew all of the words until I got older, but I knew that fucking part.
Right, caught up in a rapture of love. And now that you get older, you realize love is a fucking rapture. Like, goddamn, like, it feels like you're SC in on a raft, and it's just catastrophe, but you hold on. You know what I'm saying? Because you know there's a final destination. But, man, I appreciate that song so much. My last one will be, I know we're going to run over, but we're going to do this. My last song is Teddy Pendergrass, When Somebody Loves You Back. This song gives me so many chills because it does feel good, you know. But, again, Teddy Pendergrass.
Desire, just appreciate the little things I do. Oh, you're the one who's got me inspired. Keep on lifting me higher. So good, good, loving somebody, and somebody loves you back. It's so good.
You know, loving somebody and somebody actually loving your ass back. Do you got any last words before we close out on this last Frequency Sunday? I should have made the show longer, I feel like.
The only words, you know, I have, you know, come back and fuck with us tomorrow, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and Wednesday we'll be closing out the month. And then, yeah, just stay tuned for the updates. And, shit, again, we're going to make this thing work. But, again, you will be missed. Frequency Sundays, they will be missed, and this was definitely a vibe. I appreciate the old school music today. Took me back, so I appreciate it. And, you know, it's all love. I love you, and, shit, wish you the best.
I wanted to let you know, every time I say that, I mean that shit, man. I love you forever, and I just thank you for the opportunity, period, you know, every season, you know. And we definitely, you know, I'm not saying that we'll never do it again. So we can definitely have an open mind discussion about bringing the show back and everything like that. But definitely, yes, tune in the morning. Well, in the rise. We ain't morning shit. Tune in the rise, 9 a.m. for Motivational Monday. We love y'all. Thank you.
Together.